I could always create my own opportunities. Mm-hmm. So like, I will have like bigger opportunities for myself. Mm-hmm. So, you know, I mean, I didn't have to take away from others who's just getting their thing started. Really, I mean, I live this thing, so I'm 24 hours a day with it. Mm-hmm. You know, I think it would probably be more difficult if I had to like a day job, or I had to report somewhere and be somewhere for 8 hours. Mm-hmm. And, you know, have to spend the rest of that time trying to deal with life.
Yeah.
But if you want to get to it, the best thing to do is plan it. And then when the opportunity comes, attack. Like, plan and attack, man. Like, as long as you got a good plan, you know, you'll be able to do everything else. So, you know, just plan and attack and do what you love, man. Like Biggie say, only make moves when your heart's in it.
Hmm.
And use the phrase, sky's the limit. You know what I mean? Like, that's real.
I wanna be a billionaire. I ain't getting no sleep till I see a milli every week. I wanna be a billionaire. I ain't getting no sleep till I see a billy every week. I wanna be a billionaire. Billionaire, I wanna be a billionaire. Billionaire, I wanna be a billionaire. I ain't getting no sleep till I see a billy every week.
Ladies and gentlemen, how you doing? Welcome to another episode of Sleep is for Billionaires, the podcast. I am your host, Johnny Vegas. Now today, I got a very special guest on my show, ladies and gentlemen. You're in for a treat, so take some notes. This man is one of the illest underground MCs I've ever heard. He holds the platform of one of the biggest open mics in Tampa, Florida, called The Cypher, 17 years in. And now he's holding one of the biggest festivals in Tampa, Florida, called Loud on 7. Ladies and gentlemen, AYCH, how are you, my brother?
Oh, I'm good, my brother. Good, good. You know, working hard.
That's what's up, man. I'm glad to hear it, my brother. But you know what? I know you're a busy man, so I ain't going to take too much of your time, man. Look, I brought the people here so they can get to know you, get to know everything you got going on, and just join your journey, man. Because again, since I met you, you know, we're about 10 plus years in. You know, you've been recording music, you've been battling dudes, you've been dropping mixtapes and albums, you know what I'm saying, collaborating with a lot of major artists. You shared the stage with a lot of major artists, you know what I'm saying? So let's just start from, you know, where did this love for music come from? You know what I'm saying? Let's talk about some of your influences.
I mean, really, like, moms, man. Moms had, she was a hip-hop chick, man. Mm. So she was always on that Salt and Pepper, that Heavy D, that Rakim, you know, things like that. Big Daddy Kane. And, like, I think I found a Rakim, I think Rakim's album, Paid in Full. And I Ain't No Joke did it for me, bro. Mm. That did it for me. So that was my moment. Like, I wanted to rap. So when I got my hands on that, I was taking that joint to school in the headphones. Like, that was it for me.
You know what? Speaking of Rakim, I'm not gonna lie, I would have rather seen him go against KRS-One in that versus. I mean, Big Daddy Kane, that's my guy. I love Big Daddy Kane, but I would prefer to see KRS and Rakim. I think that would have been a better matchup. What are your thoughts on that?
Listen, I don't see nobody touching Rakim, man. So I don't, like, as far as in that era, like, Rakim, I mean, I would love to, like, Rakim and Kumo D might have been cool. Rakim and Kumo D might have been cool. Rod, just, he's just another guy. And then to find out that he don't even curse in his music, like, decades later, I was like, for real? Wow. You can look at him and you can see a lot of artists now with the change and the fashion. You know what I'm saying? He was doing this in the early 80s.
Right. You know what? That's one thing I appreciate about Rakim, even Will Smith, you know, not cursing in the music. You know, obviously it's two different lanes, but still having that skill is, that's a skill within itself, not to curse. Because sometimes you get so passionate with what you want to say, and sometimes a curse word best fits the feeling. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
Expand your vocabulary and say something else and still have it hit the same, or sometimes even harder, is a skill within itself, man. So
that's true.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Hell yeah. But now that's I hear you, my brother. So okay. So I see. I know you got a bunch of albums out. I know you got a bunch of mixtapes out, and you know, creating these platforms like these open mics, a lot of people came up, you know, because of you. You know, a lot of people got their start from that cypher. you know, and but doesn't you does that does building platforms for other people kind of take away from your artistry, or were you able to kind of mix the two?
I was able to mix the two, but I was never really concerned with those opportunities because they were there. You know, I was always dated. I could always create my own opportunities. Mm-hmm. So like, I would have like bigger opportunities for myself. Mm-hmm. So, you know, I mean, I didn't have to take away from others who's just getting their thing started. Mm-hmm. Like, you know what I'm saying? Like, shout out to the homie Neil. At one point in time, like, I was working for Neil. And, so part of our, you know, arrangement was I could perform at the big concerts. So, you know what I mean? Like, I don't need to hog the stage for my open mic night. I could perform at these big sold out concerts, you know what I'm saying? So, it kind of worked out, man.
That's beautiful, man. Yeah, shout out to Neil. I haven't heard from him in a while. I heard he moved and then he got with his lady, had a baby, and you know, he's doing really well. And I see you have a young man, you know what I'm saying, coming up.
Yeah, five, man. He's 5 turning 6. Yep.
That's beautiful, man. How do you balance, you know, being an artist, you know, having these platforms for other people, being a father, being a husband or a fiance, you know, how do you balance, you know, work and life, you know what I'm saying, still stay sane? Because, you know, sometimes it could get difficult, even for myself.
I don't know how, bro. I don't know. The grace of God, bro. The grace of God. It don't seem like a lot. It don't seem like a lot till you write it down. You know what I mean? Like, I'm just, you know, I live this thing, so I'm 24 hours a day with it. Mm. You know, I think it would probably be more difficult if I had to, like, a day job, or I had to report somewhere and be somewhere for 8 hours. Mm. And, you know, have to spend the rest of that time trying to deal with life.
Yeah.
Like, nah, like, I've been self-employed since, like, 2007.
I love that, man. That's amazing. Congrats on that, man.
Yeah, thank you.
Really, really depend on these jobs out here, and they can't figure it out on their own. So I tip my hat off to you for figuring it out for this long and actually figuring it out from your passion. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
And not just trying different things, you know, being all over the place. So that's amazing, man. Okay. Let me ask you this. If your son wanted to be in music, would you let him?
Yeah, of course. Yeah, definitely.
Okay, that's cool.
Man, music took me places I've never been in this. Like, music, listen, music saved my life, man.
That's beautiful, brother. That's beautiful. So, all right, so let's get into how the Cypher started. You know, I know we're reiterating ourselves, but, you know, forgive me again for not recording.
Nah, you good, bro.
But nevertheless, yeah, let's tell the people how the Cypher started.
So, really, I mean, I was going to an open mic night. They switched venues. The venue wasn't really feeling the promoter. They gave me the opportunity. I was reluctant at first, but then, you know, I took it. I took the chance. And from there, man, it's been beautiful, man. 17 years in, seen a lot of waves of artists. It's like high school, watching the freshmen become seniors. You know what I'm saying? I watched the rookies become vets over and over again.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? It's a good feeling to watch and help and be the guy that, you know, can really be like the principal. You know what I mean? Like the principal of the school. So it's cool, man. Just, you know, teaching and showing the guys the ropes and, you know, watching their stage shows get better from going to, you know, open mic nights to, you know, they're getting booked for shows and, you know, getting paid for shows and things like that. So that's pretty dope.
That's beautiful, man. And how did you kind of structure everything with the owners of the venue? You know, because I know, you know, they had to be lucrative for you. It can't be just for free.
I mean, they just kind of made me an offer I couldn't refuse. You know, I had no overhead, and I was collecting 100% of the door. They would keep the bar. You know, they was paying the DJ. So at that time, I was like, yeah, I like it. That deal sound cool to me. Let's try it.
Yeah, why not? Anybody would. Okay. Now, I see that the Cypher graduated to Loud on 7th, which is pretty much like a South by Southwest of Tampa, right?
Something like that, yeah. I guess that's what you could say, yeah.
Okay. Well, how'd you come up with that?
Just performing, being an artist at, you know, I was going to A3C a lot, and I was just watching how it was just like flooded with Tampa. Mm. And, you know, from there, one year I was just like, man, it's a lot of us, man. We really should do this in Tampa. And we have the infrastructure. I have the relationships with the clubs. Me and my partner Buck, we kind of put our heads together, and yeah, we just had the same ideas, and we just jumped on it. And it was the year before COVID. I wanted to wait another year, you know, because we only had like 7 months. He was like, "Nah, let's do it now." Mm-hmm. And I'm glad I listened to him, because our first one was the year before COVID.
Yeah. Oh man. So we were Loud on 7th until 2023, or maybe this year. You know, it would have been the first.
Right.
Year.
You never know.
Mm-hmm. That's cool, man. So where do you see this growing to? Like, you know, I mean, you started a lot in Tampa. You're doing a lot for the city, man. And I commend you on staying there. So where do you see this growing? Like, what's the ultimate goal with everything you're doing?
I really see it being huge in Tampa. Mm. Spreading past, you know, 7th Avenue, spreading past Ybor. I can see it growing. I don't know how. I'm not sure how big I really envision it to go. My goal is just to make it big enough to where we can cause a traffic jam getting off the exit.
Ah, right.
You know what I mean?
Yes, sir.
So once I get there, then I'm then it's like, all right, what's next?
Yeah.
You know, what's next? So for now, and that's, you know, I gotta nail down Tampa.
You know what? And I commend you on that. And well, from what I see on my side, it's more so like that, like Loud on 7 being like a staple, like South by Southwest or A3C, you know.
Oh yeah.
Musical events that you kind of, if you're an artist, you have to go to, like Needham in France. Like, you have to go to this event if you're an artist. If you not an art, if it, you know, if you're not an art, you're not. If you're not at this event, you're not an artist. You know, because
right.
That's how it is with South by Southwest and A3C. You know what I'm saying? So I see this growing into that. You know what I'm saying? And even it's adding to your legacy, because when, you know, when we pass away, you know, I feel like this is something that's going to continue to live on for other artists. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
That's how I see it growing.
Hopefully, that's what we do. You know, I'm known for longevity, man. So it's definitely consistency and longevity for me. So I ain't going nowhere. So it's going to just get bigger and bigger.
Yeah. Now, I wanted to touch on something real quick, because, you know, a lot of artists, like, they feel like they got to leave, you know what I'm saying, where they're from, you know, to really get, you know, the notoriety they want or the respect they want, or just grow as an individual, you know what I'm saying? And then you decided to stay where you're from and, you know, and there. So tell me about that, man, you know, because a lot of people would have chose the alternative, you know what I'm saying, to for their journey. So tell
That's
me, where did you stay?
Well, I'm not from here, so this was me leaving. I'm from Wilmington, Delaware.
Delaware.
So
right.
Tampa was me. Tampa was, I guess, me leaving where I'm from.
Mm.
Yeah. So I really appreciate Tampa. Like, where I'm from, it's a really small area. It's not a lot of opportunity there.
Mm.
So okay. You know, when I came to Tampa, I was like, wow. And it was an untapped market.
Mm.
And it's kind of still an untapped market. So we have a lot of space to grow.
Yeah. That makes sense. You know, and I do see that too. That's how I kind of feel. Because I'm not from Tampa either. I'm from New York. But when I went to Tampa, it was like, that's when I really started taking like music a little more seriously. You know what I'm saying? But
mm-hmm.
then when I felt like there wasn't too much opportunity, at least for what I wanted, that's when mm-hmm. I picked it out. You know what I'm saying? And then I came to the West Coast and got into the acting side, which was the real passion for me. So, you know, but I feel like there's, like you said, there's more that Tampa can roll to, not expose itself to, but offer to artists, you know, not just musical artists, but, you know, actors and what
yes.
else, you know what I'm saying? So
I feel like this is a good launching pad. Like, a lot of people have left here and, you know, they're doing their thing in other states. Like, you know, my man Favari Simmons and Kingpin, they over there in Atlanta with Wendy Day, they doing a Chico thing, and they really, really doing their thing.
Mm-hmm.
You know, we got people in New York, we got people everywhere, like you out there in Cali. And what it's going to take is, you know, shout out to my man J-Rock, too. I think he out there.
Mm-hmm.
He working with Coi Leray.
Yeah.
So, you know, I think it takes for people like y'all who can really, you know, bring some value to the festival in years. Like, y'all will see it, and y'all will see where y'all fit in. And, you know, that's nothing but a phone call and a conversation where it's now like, you know, we bring that. I need, I don't see yourself here for the purposes you left for. But, you know, we are need to bring it back. So I think that's dope.
Nah, it's a fact, bro. You were kind of chopping up a little bit, but I got the gist of what you were saying. So, but nah, that's a fact, bro. That's a fact. You know what I'm saying? Like, I left out here to grow as an individual artist, so, and just as a human being in general. So when I do come back, I can add more value to any and everyone that I can. You know what I'm saying? Even here, more so here, because this is where I'm at. But that's what's up, my brother. So the fest, yo, you still there, H? Oh, he must have cut off. Hold on, he must have cut off, y'all. We gotta get H back. H Money Bags, where you at, my brother? We back, H?
Yeah, can you see me? Can you hear me?
I can hear you, but I can't. Now I see you perfect.
Okay, there we go. There we go.
It ain't so good. We ain't got too much time left, but that's what it is, man. So, okay. Well, I love it, man. So, man, listen, my brother. You got any new projects coming out? Right now, you just focus on the festival.
Nah, the festival start tomorrow. That's great. That's about to be my week.
Yeah.
After that, I'll probably disappear for a little bit. I might come over there to Cali, man, and just decompress, man.
Come on, man. It's out here, man. You know what I'm saying? Get you some good vibes, man. I'm over here in the mountains areas, man. So I'm always sitting on top of a mountain somewhere, meditating, trying to talk to God and all that. So
That's dope.
Man, that's really what it is, because I do so much, bro, and I always adding something else to the repertoire. So it's like, just to keep that mental sanity, I gotta meditate at least 3 times a day, my brother. I'm in the gym twice a day, so it's like, and it's just to keep my brain sane, my brother. That's really it, yo. So
yeah, that's what's up.
But yeah, it's a lot of that out here, man. So I could definitely expose you to some of that, man. But yo, if you got any advice to any like up-and-coming artists that up-and-coming entrepreneurs that want to get into the music business and industry and artistry, you know, now's the time to really give them that advice, man. You know what I'm saying? Because like you said, you're known for longevity, and a lot of people be coming. Even I know a lot of people that came to LA like, yo, I'm gonna give it 6 months. If it don't work, I'm out. Ain't shit working in 6 months. You know what I'm saying? You barely getting your feet wet. So if you could give somebody some advice, man, now's the time.
If I had to give anybody advice, I would tell them, do what they passionate about. If you're not passionate about it and you're just doing it for the money, you know, don't put too much into it. But if you want to get to it, the best thing to do is plan it. And then when the opportunity comes, attack. Like, plan and attack, man. Like, as long as you got a good plan, you know, you be able to do everything else. So, you know, just plan an attack and do what you love, man. Like Biggie say, only make moves when your heart's in it. And use the phrase, sky's the limit. You know what I mean? Like, that's real. So, you know, if you're going to do something that you're going to be passionate about. That way it don't feel like work. It don't feel like work. And you ain't going out there for 6 months. You out there till it's work. You know, and stick with it. Stick with it. Downs, ups, they all come with it. Stay even and stick with it. You know, just keep working. Put your head down and work. You look up, you have all the results right there in your lap.
I love it, man. Yo, H, man, it's been a pleasure not only speaking to you today, but just knowing you throughout my life journey. You know what I'm saying? Like,
you already know, bro. Same.
You're everything you're doing inspires. I'm sure you're inspiring many people. You're inspiring me. You know what I'm saying? Just keep doing what you're doing. Never give up. And, you know, hey, if I could do anything to add value to everything you got going on, please let me know. You know, I'm very, very connected out here, even more so. So, you know, anything I can add, like bring artists down there or speakers, whatever, just let me know, bro, and let's try to.
Hey, listen, we'll talk after this joint. Cali might be the move for me. So we'll talk soon, but we'll put it together. Number the conversation.
That's a fact, my brother. Yo, let the people know where they can follow you at, where they could tap in with the Cypher, even go get on stage and perform. Let the people know, my brother.
Man, listen, anything y'all need, you can find me on Instagram, AYCH302. from there, you can find all the other businesses and all the other, you know, events and all of that. But H302 is my everything. So, you know, that's what it is.
That's what it is, man. Yo, H, it's been a pleasure once again. Ladies and gentlemen, thank you for tuning in to another episode of Sleep is for Billionaires, the podcast. I am your host, Johnny Vegas, my man H. Make sure you check out the Cypher in Tampa, Florida. Make sure you check out Loud on 7th in Tampa, Florida. What are the dates again for the Loud on 7th?
September 4th to the 10th.
Man, listen, man. If you ain't there, you ain't an artist, man. That's all I got to say, man. Hey, man.
Yeah, we going to catch you.
That's it, man. Hey, yo, again, thank you for your time, my brother. I know you busy. Go ahead and get settled. Get ready for that festival, man. I wish you the best of luck, my brother.
Thank you, bro. Right, love.
Man. Love, man. Cheers. Bye.